Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog is dated December 31st and is titled, If You Could Ask Jesus One Question. If you could ask Jesus one question right now, what would it be? That's a pretty neat question to ponder, isn't it? I don't ask it for entertainment purposes. Rather, I ask it so you might gain insight into yourself. How so? Well, think about it. The question you ask will likely be regarded something you're struggling with, maybe for a while now. Personally, I found that the more I know God's Word, the more I know I don't know. I think if you were to ask me this very question 10 years ago, my response would be different. Is it fair to say the same for you? Whatever the case may be, I think it's a good exercise for all of us to go through. Here's why. It heightens our personal sense of awareness. For example, you might ask, Dear God, why did you make me like this? Whereas someone else might ask, Lord, why did you choose to save me of all people? The possibilities are infinite, but I'd argue that no matter the question, the query itself betrays an underlying struggle within you. If you're confident about why God made you a certain way, then you're likely secure in your conviction and would never ask Jesus for clarification. We seek answers because we lack conviction, and as a result, are insecure. There's good news. If you're insecure, it's not because a sense of security is unattainable. Insecurity is a function of a lack of faith, something God promises to give us in abundance. Please know that this blog isn't about pointing out your lack of faith. This blog is about self-reflection. For example, understanding where your faith falls short. Sometimes we just don't know how to get started, so I've simply given you a plausible way of doing so. For example, asking Jesus this one question. The intention is that you discover the truth about yourself for yourself, with the end goal being increased wisdom. Godly wisdom implies personal conviction substantiated by God's Word and the encouraging ministry of the Holy Spirit. Since the Word is immutable, you seek the Word to interpret your experiences. You don't ask your experiences to interpret the Word. As you are sanctified, John 17:17 says, sanctify them in the truth, your Word is truth. As you are sanctified, you discover more and more how very distant you are from perfect righteousness, experientially speaking. As a side note, positionally, you are made righteous in Christ. This discovery is the impetus for your question, whatever it is at the moment. Since everyone's at a different level of spiritual maturity, questions asked of him vary greatly. James 1, 2-6 reads, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, if you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Is it fair to say that you ask the Lord the most directed questions when you're, quote, stuck? When you desire to progress but seem unable? Remember that the Bible describes spiritual growth as a function of your faith being put to the test. God is ultimately glorified by, quote, unsticking you. 1 Peter 1, 6-7 reads, In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. There's always back pressure to your sanctification. I speak from a man's perspective. God's will is never thwarted. Your faith isn't necessarily consummated until it is put to the test. If and when you pass the test, you have assurance that your faith is from God. The benefit of this little exercise is that it gets you thinking properly about whom to seek answers from in the first place. If you're weighed down with this or that sin, you ask what Paul asked, Romans 7:24, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Going to the wrong well, for example, the world, for answers will only exacerbate your struggles. While you might seek an answer to a legitimate question, if you query the wrong source, you ensure matters becoming worse. Proverbs 3:5-8, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones." What happens when you query the Lord? He responds, but you don't like the answer. What do? You stomp on your arrogance like it were a filthy, diseased, menacing bug. Job 28:28 reads, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding." Proverbs 1:7 part B reads, "Fools despise wisdom and instruction." So if you're tempted to second-guess clear revelation, go immediately to prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-21 reads, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good." So spend some time this day, even 10 to 15 minutes, contemplating what single question you would ask Jesus if He were in your presence. After you've decided on the details, ask yourself the second question: why do I seek this specific answer? I've written this blog to get you to think critically about this second question. You might be surprised how much it reveals to you about yourself, your spiritual maturity, and possibly the reason for any insecurity that is nagging you. Also, I encourage you to expand this exercise one step further by imagining yourself 10 years ago. What might your question have been then? Compare your results and behold God's sanctification. Philippians 1:6, "And I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please do visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.